Every spring, we celebrate the transition of a graduating class through prayer, through blessing, and through hearing about the plans of the students who are leaving Barclay. Barclay, however great it is a transitory place. You come here to prepare, to sharpen your mind, to deepen your faith, to broaden your worldview, so that you can go out and be an instrument of God's peace. And some of us are called to stay, but many of you will be called to go. And this is one of those bittersweet times where we celebrate how God is going to use our graduates, but we also mourn a little bit that we're losing these people on campus. And so we're just going to take just a minute or two. No, we're going to start with you, Cole. I think it'll be great. You know, Cole, for the next hour to hour and a half, can you just tell us about your life? How God? Can you tell us your name, your degree, and what are your plans immediately after this? So let me, your name?
I gave you some shout-outs, too.
Oh, okay. Shout-out.
So my name's Cole Hibbler. I'm glad to be a senior. I'm ready to be done. But so I'm going to give a couple shout-outs before I tell you what I'm going to be doing. I want to give a shout-out to Jeannie Ross. In my time, I've known her as a five-star chef. I don't think she's here. She had to take her daughter to therapy. She's going to be upset. But, yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to her. And then I want to give a shout-out to my boy, Bunce, back there. He probably didn't even, he wasn't expecting that. I told him to be here. I think it was my sophomore year I had a class with him. I only took, I think, two classes with him. My sophomore year I had a class with him. And going into finals, I was like, man, I have no clue what I'm doing. He gave us a review or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm about to fail this. I went and talked to him, and he really helped me out, and I really appreciate him for that. I don't know, and that just, I don't know, it was really refreshing. So I wanted to give a shout-out to him for that. I want to give a shout-out to Ryan Hayes, who's helped me out tremendously. He's a good guy, so I want to shout-out for him. And all my professors I've had, Derek Brown, give a shout-out to him for being a cool chaplain. But, yeah, anyway, so immediately when I go home, well, I got engaged recently. So, and then... But I'm getting married in June, and then it's crazy to think that I'm getting married, but it's cool. And then, so I'm gonna go home. I just actually am kind of transitioning into, I'm probably going to get a job just at a warehouse for the time being. I know a guy real well that's been at this warehouse. He's a manager high up. So I talked to him, and I'm just waiting on a phone call. And then that's only temporarily. I'm trying to apply for the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. That's what I want to do. Complete opposite of my degree, which is sports and recreational leadership ministry. I wanted to coach for a real long time, and then, I don't know, I just had a change of heart. I think it was just last summer. So that's what I want to do. And, you know, I don't know. Wherever God takes me, I guess. I don't have control over it, but let's hope for the best, so I'll never know.
Well, most of you guys know me. I've been here for like 12 years. So I'm Ethan Chance. I'll be graduating with my bachelor's in theology. I don't know. My immediate plans, though, I'm gonna be honest. When I get home, I'm gonna celebrate. Because I mean, it's big for my. I'll be the first man in my family to graduate college. So that's a big kind of milestone for my family.
My name is Bethany Magnuson, and I'm going to be graduating with my worship arts degree, and so I'm also probably going to celebrate first off. So I've been here since 2013, so I'm ready to go. And so I think first we're probably just going to stay here for a little bit. We're looking at moving to Idaho for a couple years and then preparing to go to Rwanda and move there for at least 5 years.
My name is Nick Lamons. Right after this, I'm going to be headed home to get some quality time with my family and my loved ones. And then I'll be headed off to California, a little town outside of Los Angeles, for some more schooling. And I'll be hanging out with Friends Community Church there and keep working stuff out, keep believing, keep moving forward, keep getting the message out there.
You know, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. You guys are ending your time here. You're starting something new. The freshmen here have ended their time at high school, are first semester into college. You remember when you first arrived, coming from your different life experiences. What's one piece of advice you would give to them that you wish you would have gotten or that helped you when you were first here?
I think a bit something I wish I could tell myself is you don't know everything and that's okay. To come with the expectation to learn and to grow, honestly.
I'd say something kind of similar, but just you don't have to have everything under control. You don't have to have everything planned because a lot of times God has something way different than what you planned in the first place. So just let go. Let go and let God do the work that he needs to in his timing.
I think that this place is a special place, a unique place that God calls each one of us here. And if God calls, he's got something to say. And he's working on you and he's speaking to you. It's something that I've would have liked to have gotten more aggressive with when I first got here was acting on conviction, because he's doing some things, and had I listened and stepped into it a little bit further, I could have saved some heartache, and I could have saved me some some pain and suffering, if you will, and. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you got to go through that stuff to get where you're at, but the sooner the better when it comes to listening to God and acting on that and figuring out your gift.
I don't know. That's a good question, because there's a really good one. No, I think probably just don't stress out over like classes and stuff. I struggled with that at first for a while. Right now I'm kind of stressing because I'm trying to graduate, but you know. But don't stress out over classes. Just fall back on God and let him take care of stuff for you.
Finally, what's one thing you appreciate most about your time here at Barclay, or the one thing that you are going to miss the most?
I think I'm going to miss the community here. I know that sounds like a really cliche answer, but it really is a special place for that. And you meet people who have really similar gifts, and you meet people completely different from you. Both types of people are important in your growth. And so enjoy your friendships and cherish them. And don't, things are going to get hard. You're going to go through things. But I mean, I'm going to miss, I don't know, I'm just going to miss the people and just the really tight community that's here, because it really is a really unique college in that way, and it's a really huge blessing.
Definitely going to miss the ping pong action. I'm going to miss some friends, close friends that I got to walk with and journey with here. Our seasons are probably not over yet, but for the time they are, and this has been a rich time to look within and to get at some root issues of life, and it's been this sanctuary and monastery for me to really dig deep and figure out why Nick thinks the way that I do and what makes me tick, and learning to have some self-control and listen to what God has for me. And I'm definitely going to miss the community with my professors and loved ones out there, late nights at Catan and running on the basketball court. And yeah, probably I'll miss the monastic type community feel that I believe this place is. I'll miss that a lot.
I think what I'm going to miss the most is people who met me where I was at from the time I got here up until now. Because I'm not the easiest person to talk to, not because I'm like mean, but I'm just super shy. Like I'm not very outgoing. But I'm going to miss people who met me where I was at, professors who took time to get to know me and to walk with me, and friends that have been with me since I got out here.
Shout out Royce Bryan. He was my basketball coach here for my 4 years. Didn't forget about him, but wait for the right opportunity. Anyway, we might have butted heads a lot, but I love that man. Good guy. And he helped me a long ways. So one thing I will miss is, and I miss it now, is playing basketball. I was supposed to graduate last year, but, you know, don't stress about classes. Take the minimum credits. You know what I mean? 12 credits a semester for a while. It's all good. I'm missing basketball now, and I'm going to continue to miss it. It was a good season of life. I'm going to miss the slow life. I know I am. Once I get to living in a bigger town, things are going to speed up, and I'm going to be like, man, I miss that when I could just. Things were just kind of slowed down. There wasn't traffic everywhere. Wow, that's nice. I'm gonna miss that. I know I will. But now I'll miss the community. I'll miss destroying RL and pool. This whole semester, he's been destroyed in pool. Ask him. Okay. He beats me in ping pong. That's all right. I'm not very good at ping pong. Don't hurt my feelings. But yeah, that's yeah. Miss Chill with Mason, late night talks with him. He keeps me up till like 3 a.m, and I tell him to go to bed, but he just keeps me up. Same with RL, but no, I'm kidding. I'm gonna miss chilling with my friends and stuff that I've met here and journeyed through life with here. And so yeah, that's probably what I'll miss the most.
No more questions?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Can we pray for you? Is that all right?
No.
I want to be polite. I think you'll get prayed for no matter what, but we'd love you to be a willing participant. Would you guys just go down the center aisle? Students, faculty, staff, if you feel led to come and lay on hands, we want to offer a prayer of sending, a prayer of blessing. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are finishing their journey here at Barclay, but are continuing their journey in faithfulness, in ministry, in service. Lord, I pray that you would ignite the fire of Christ. Let it burn brightly as they leave this place. Let it illumine the dark places in the world. Help them never forget the people here who love and pray for them. Help them to utilize their knowledge and skills gained here to further your kingdom and bring glory to you. Above all, I pray that you rain blessings upon them as they walk the journey of faithfulness. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
as we enter into what I would call, I guess, the formal time of worship, we will have our call to worship, which will be the lighting of our Advent candle.
On our journey to Christmas, we have lit the candles of hope, peace, and joy on our Advent wreath. We relight them now to remind us of the hope that Christ will come again, bringing everlasting peace and joy.
Today we light the candle of love. To a world of empires and despots, war and greed, grief and apathy, we proclaim that love is strong enough to overcome all evil and that compassion is more powerful than fear.
The angel Gabriel reassured Mary that nothing will be impossible with God. The power of love is the power to overcome what we think is impossible. Love tells us God doesn't want our excuses for why we dare not try, but our faithfulness to do.
As we light the candle of love, we remember that God so loves this world that he sent his only son, Jesus, to save us. We remember those who show us that compassion, unconditional love, is central to a Christian life.
Let's pray. All loving God, break into our world and our hearts again. Magnify your love in us until it overflows to our neighbors. Renew our faith to relive the wonder of your love. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you that we may shine the light of your compassionate love. Come, God of love, come. Amen.